For some reason, millennials are really into what they think is socialism, that they think they're into this. I say that on purpose. Words mean things. A.G., are you a big fan of socialism?
Not in a broad scope. I just got to break down the different topics. You know what I mean?
So like how do you view socialism?
Is that the conversation that was planned on this topic right here?
It's for me. I mean, you can take it any way you want to. I mean, I'm looking at this and wondering why they're so attracted to this. What do they think they're going to get out of socialism that they're not getting out of the market?
I think young people tend to try to change things. They want to try to do things in a different way. I mean, like I said, I mean, what is the topic that we're going to discuss that's under this topic that you're talking
what
about?
What I want to talk about is why young people think socialism is some form of answer to something they're not getting to today. So we look at the carbon tax, we look at the government shifting dollars around, etc. We get to now, what do we do with those dollars? There are people who believe, and this woman, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, so she won in the 10th District in New York. She tried to explain socialism. This is why I think young people are into it.
For me, a democratic socialism is about, really, the value for me is that I believe that in a modern, moral, and wealthy society, no person in America should be too poor to live. That's what I think.
That seems simple.
Seems pretty simple.
To me, that does not mean socialism. That means that you don't want people to be poor to live, too poor to live. It could be charity, etc. It could be a lot of approaches to that. Gee, you were helped out by a Seahawk, brought you into this home when you were living in your car. That's not socialism. That's caring. This is where I think the kids get hung up in socialism, is I think they think it equals caring, that having the government decide that everybody's going to have a certain amount of money, everyone's going to have a certain job, that's caring. I don't think that's caring.
To be in a country where her point is we are a wealthy society and that we shouldn't have too many people that are too poor to live.
Right.
I think there's a part of that, right? There's a part of that that I would say, yes, I do agree with. I mean, I think that when you say too poor, I mean, that right there is subjective too, right? On what's too poor.
Yeah.
Like somebody might say that someone bringing in $35,000 a year is like poverty, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that's too poor. Mm-hmm. Or then there's somebody who is out there that maybe they only bring in about $20,000 a year or less than that. So it all depends where you're coming from. No, I think as a caring human being, no, I don't want that. But I think that those also comes to a case-by-case basis, right? You know, you can't make it too broad of a topic. In this conversation and with her speaking about this, I would love to hear more of what she has to say behind what she said.
So
in that situation.
I mean, that's,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like she, I mean, I'm quite sure that it's like, okay, hey, I don't feel that people should be too poor to live. All right, let's hear more.
So what she says, and this is interesting to me for young people, that she says, okay, then the way to achieve that so no one's too poor to live is to get Medicare for all. So all of us get pushed on the Medicare, even people who don't want to be on Medicare get pushed on the Medicare, that we make sure there's a universal basic income so everybody has a guaranteed amount of money. And I hear that as a free market guy, and I hear, okay, so now Medicare is guaranteed cash flow forever. The employees there are guaranteed jobs forever. So why do they have any incentive to do a good job? And in the universal basic income, I hear, okay, so now everybody can raise their prices so things get more expensive. So we haven't done anything to lift people. And that's where I have this problem with socialism, is socialism seems to me to be the destination of living by sustenance, right? That it is a destination you arrive at, okay, this is where you're at. You're going to have sustenance living for the rest of your life. That's why I'm afraid of socialism, G, and also because it comes with a great deal of government power to decide who has what and when. And it's sort of surprising to me that millennials give in to that. I guess that's my fear. Does that seem rational?
Your fear is your fear.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, does it seem rational? I mean, you're explaining, you know, your fear of that. And, yeah, I understand where you're coming from, that you don't want government to be able to control what it is and how it is that you live. Right. Like, I get that part of it. But I think that, again, that is such a broad topic, and that it is unfortunate that we have a society where there are billionaires, right? That, which is great. And those billionaires that have made money. And by the way, I don't have anything against billionaires, because billionaires help with our society. They're the ones that are providing a lot of these jobs here locally. Jeff Bezos, billionaire, providing a lot of jobs in the economy. So I appreciate the billionaires. Unfortunately, there's another side of things where there are some people who have not been able to make money in their families because of systematic oppression that has happened in the past. You and I, we've had those conversations, the things that happened. I talked about the war on drugs that we'll be talking about a little bit later as well. That'll come up in conversation. So, yes, there are certain things where certain people in certain sectors of the world did not have the opportunity to be able to make money at all.
And I would just say, I think the best way to get all people opportunity is a free market where ideas are rewarded. And then the safety net, we have that in our country. But to shift over into a socialism model, when we can look down to Venezuela and say, wow, the world with a country with one of the greatest oil reserves in the world isn't selling any oil because they can't get anyone to go do that. And that way, then we don't have our guilty pleasures. We don't have oil. We have no guilty pleasures.